Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. 2, 2, 3 episodes. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. Thank you for joining me. I was getting scared here all by myself. Go to www.gruntfreepress.com for the spookiest, kookiest, zaniest reviews you'll read this side of Slate Magazine. I should mention that one of my reviews was actually repurposed or republished, I'll say, on another site called honestgamers.com. And that would be my review for The Sinking City, which also happens to be my latest review, the last one that I wrote, which was in like August, I think, which kind of shines a light on this whole Spooktober thing being a bit of a farce, doesn't it? My entire life is a horror show, really. It's not really contained to just October. It's kind of a 12 months out of the year type of thing, but, you know, we like to play. You know, it's a gaming podcast. We play games, you know, we try to fool ourselves into thinking we're having fun and, you know, doing something out of the ordinary. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. It's, I don't know, it's fucking haunted or something. But according to at least one person, I am an honest gamer. That's what that website's about. And I promised an entire month of spine-shattering, bone-chilling madness and darkness that some might say would last forever. That's right. I now submit for the approval of the Midnight Society Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem, for the Nintendo GameCube home entertainment system, the NGS, NGES, the Negress. So I actually played Eternal Darkness on the Dolphin emulator because I still don't have a GameCube kicking around here. I might have a stupidly large tube TV taking up like half my room now, but might have a ball of wires from seven different fucking consoles all hooked up to it. It's about a foot diameter of fucking wires on my floor here and just fucking shit everywhere. But yeah, I'm not gonna waste space with a fucking GameCube. I'm not that much of an asshole. I only try to keep good systems around. So it was my first time using this the Dolphin emulator. I'd heard about this before. Dolphin emulators for I think it's for like GameCube, maybe Wii too. I want to say possibly. And yeah, but that I was just using it for GameCube, Eternal Darkness, and yeah, Dolphin emulator. It's pretty great and straightforward to use, I will say. Literally just download it and just literally just fucking open it and point it to where the ISO file is on your computer, even though Jutendo put the clamp down on all their ROMs. Most of the major sites you can't really get Nintendo ROMs on anymore because they fucking shut them down or try to sue them or whatever, that type of shit. But it is still like all that shit's still on the internet, obviously, if you just fucking look a little bit harder. If you maybe go to page two of a search result, you'll probably find the ROM you're looking for. But I mean that's probably the extent of the damage that that litigation had on that. So yeah, you just fucking open the Dolphin emulator, just point it, ask the other guy where's the file, you point it to the fucking ISO or whatever that you have. And then then fucking for whatever controller you're in, just go into controller settings, just set the buttons one by one of what you want them to do, whatever you have plugged in. And Nintendo, thankfully, is that it's actually like the same exact buttons as the Xbox One Elite controller. Like all the controllers have been, obviously, it's fucking Nintendo. Like Nintendo's controllers came first, so I'm not saying like, oh, dude, Nintendo copied them, but whatever. It's just fucking the other way around. But it's just fucking. At least it's the same face buttons. It's X, B, Y, A. Just a different fucking configuration on the Nintendo on fucking Nintendo controllers. So you have the added benefit of when you set it up yourself. It's like, oh, I can fix it now. I can just make him look like the fucking Xbox setup. So it's the same thing. It actually works really well. So yeah, you just do that. I mean, you set like whatever, a little bit of tweaking with the aspect ratio. It's like what ratio do you want your full screen games to be? And there's like fucking 1440p option and fucking a widescreen option was actually in Eternal Darkness. It's like, oh, do you want to do it on widescreen mode? I picked that. Yeah, I just fucking picked the 1440p from the Dolphin emulator and then widescreen from the fucking game. And I was playing full screen and just fucking looked fine. If there was any like stretching going on, like it was just stretching it from like a square ratio or whatever, like it originally was, if there was any of that shit going on, it was barely noticeable. It's like this fucking game looks pretty straight. So, and that was about it. I did that and the game just worked. I mean, I was shocked. I was shocked it was fucking like that easy. I mean, even like the older emulators that have been out forever for fucking, the Nesticle, like all that shit and all the old fucking old classic emulators you usually use. You usually have to do some fiddling to get shit to work, get the controllers to work and fucking get it looking okay and full screen. It's like this is really fucking like easy to do. No fucking BIOS files or anything like that. The Dolphin was pretty automatic, looked good. It did have like the occasional like micro stuttering would happen. I don't know what the fuck that was about. Just like the game like freeze up for like a split second and then like keep going. But it just it was fine. Like I said, it was fine. It worked a hell of a lot better than trying to get Red Dead Revolver to work on like a PS2 emulator. I'll say that. Even like, you know, the memory card, like that shit was all set up. It wasn't like, it wasn't playing the game and it went to be like, oh, like there's no memory card found. You had to go to like a separate fucking menu and like set up your memory card or download some other shit. It was just fucking, everything was all set up. Pretty good. Yeah, no fucking download a separate interface or any of that shit. You need this one file, this one extra file that's not included in the emulator. So everything is fucking right there. So you can clap your flippers for the fucking Dolphin emulator and then get caught in a tuna net and feed it to your children because spooky, Spooktober, Jocktober, we're in. Eternal Darkness is, for the most part, in broad strokes, it's a fairly traditional third-person survival horror game from the early 2000s, the early two aughts, is that what they call it? Early twats. you know, the old school Resident Evils and Silent Hills and Dino Crises and Overbloods, I guess, like that, you know, that type of thing. Like, the, what do you think of classic, like PS1, PS2 survival horror games? GameCube, I guess, like fucking, if you want to consider that. Thankfully, though, it's not not really tank controls. It's not that Resident Evil bullshit. The GameCube had a fucking analog stick. The game is like all the camera angles are fixed, but they're not static. You know what I mean? It's like they'll fucking move. It's not just like a static fucking Photoshop background. You're going like screen to screen. They're like 3D. Thankfully, again, I mean, you can't like manually move. There's no like moving the camera around or anything like that. It follows you, but it's never really a problem. It's not like some bullshit where fucking like, oh, everything's hitting me off screen or anything like that. Like it works fine. Sometimes enemies will be behind walls as you're going down a hallway or something, or you won't be able to see them until you get close. You know what I mean? But, these little fucking enemies, little like fucking spider enemies or whatever. That's like, oh yeah, that they're supposed to be hard to see. That's kind of the point. They'll be hiding like under like fucking like walls or whatever, under like fucking railings. You can't really see them, but if that's the case, like they make noises, like shit. Like, you know, is he supposed to be able to like hear them and shit? So yeah, a lot of that's like on purpose, and nothing's like a problem. It's not like fucking like Resident Evil of like, dude, like I just can't see. Like I'm transitioning from screen to screen, it just fucking fucks everything up. Like none of that. It's definitely more in line. I would say Eternal Darkness is more in line with the taking power away from the player by design philosophy than the complete bullshit of like, oh, you know, this fucking game's scary because the controls are bad or anything like that. That defensive tank controls. Because tank controls just suck. I mean, I there's no other way I can fucking say that. Any more plainly, I could say it. So the Eternal Darkness begins, I'd say, deliberately evoking Resident Evil, or I mean really, if you want to be historically accurate about it, they're Resident Evil and fucking Eternal, like they're both drawing from Alone in the Dark, really. You're a blonde chick who kind of looks like Sarah Michelle Gellar, as was the style at the time. So you're in a mansion checking to see what doors will open. You know, some of them are locked. There are absurd contraptions and puzzles strewn about. You're going to find like cranks and gems and set the hands on the clock of a fucking, you know, grandfather clock eventually. So yeah, I'm going to be doing this fucking puzzly shit to open these doors. You have to set the hands on a grandfather clock to like 3:33, almost like the first thing you have to do. It's fucking like, I knew this is gonna fucking happen eventually. You do that, and that opens up like a secret room in the library where you find the Necronomicon of Evil Dead fame, and also from H.P. Lovecraft, because here we go again. You know, we can't get away from fucking Lovecraft here. You know, his darkness is truly eternal. So yeah, this is where it gets interesting. Once you find the Necronomicon, that's when the game, it's like, all right, this is its own thing. It's not just a fucking like Resident Evil fucking clone. They're doing something different here. You know, it's not a going to be a by the numbers explore the mansion game until you go into the fucking secret lab under the house. So yeah, in Eternal Darkness, you're taking control of multiple characters through different time periods. You know, in the present, obviously, you know, in the fucking 90s, whatever the fuck, 2002, whenever the game came out, whenever the present is considered in the game, present day, you're, Alex Roivus, aka Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You know, you'll find a page of the Necronomicon in the mansion. You read it, and then you get like a flashback, or you know, just as like a, it opens up like a chapter that you're playing as another character. So you know, I was just going through like the first ones from like, you know, 500 BC or something like that, and you're in fucking like Mesopotamia, and then it's fucking just goes up to, you know, here's like the 30s, you know, 1930s, here's fucking 1990s. It's actually that like time hopping thing and going back into like ancient fucking periods and all that. It's actually a very effective way of trying to tell like this Lovecraftian story that spans millennia, without just having to read fucking journal pages or showing like flashbacks or whatever, like shit like that. It's like, yeah, they're flashbacks, I guess. And it's like a combination of flashback and fucking like journal entry, but you're playing, you know, it's like you're playing these different characters, like you're playing through their stories in, vignettes, I believe they call them, to be, vagay. So, I mean, all of the characters that you're controlling, they play similarly, you know, they'll have slightly different stats, and some of them will be like a little bit slower than the others. They'll have less health or a bigger magic meter, or you know, they'll have like, you know, time period appropriate weaponry. But you know, even like the fat guy from colonial times will have like a flintlock pistol, and like, you know, then the army, you play like an army guy from like the fucking 90s and fucking, you know, the Iraq war or something. He has like an M16 and all that shit. For the most part though, you're usually relying on melee weapons, which all of them, no matter what you get, I mean, they all act similarly. So, you know, you have like a fucking like sword or a fucking fire axe or whatever. It's all this kind of, those all kind of act the same. Where there's a targeting system where you hold down the trigger, then you use the analog stick to highlight different body parts. You're generally going for headshots. Like you're trying to decapitate the enemies, because when they see you, your sanity meter starts to deplete. So you try to take out the head, and then that'll take care of that. You know, it's fucking like, all right, well, they, now their eyes are gone, so that your fucking sanity's not going down. But some of them, like once you decapitate some of them, there's fucking, some of them will still go after you. Like there's zombies that fucking will just keep going after you once they're headless, and you have to chop off an arm or two, like in addition to the head, to make them fall. Then you can do like a finishing move on them once they're on the ground, and that'll let you gain a little bit of your sanity back, which I actually have a slight problem with the way that works, because yeah, I mean, the sanity meter in the game and the sanity effects are, I think that's like a huge selling point of Eternal Darkness. It's a lot of people, when you fucking mention it, Eternal Darkness, that's what they think of. It's like, oh, it's that game where that like does like the fourth wall thing and the fucking sanity effects, and you're walking on the fucking ceiling and all that. Pretty common now. Games have done that before and copied them. Copied Eternal Darkness. I mean, fuck. Last week we were comparing the sanity effects in that shitty Lost in Vivo game to Eternal Darkness. So, the Stinking City too. Like that had something similar. Where there was like a straight up fucking sanity meter that you would drop. Like the more you came in contact with enemies and all that. And yeah, I mean the complaint that I had with that with the Sinking City, same issue here really, where the game gets more interesting, like the more your character is insane, where you hallucinate, there's fake outs where the game volume goes down, you get a fucking blue screen of death will come up, which I mean like the shit like that didn't work at all in Lost in Vivo, but. Even here, you're playing Eternal Darkness, it got me for like a split second where it's fucking like, oh, blue screen of death and blah, blah, blah. Like all these errors are coming up. It actually worked from the fucking, this game in 2002 was more effective because it's like, I'm playing the game on the emulator, like the Dolphin emulator, which I never used before. So I'm like, oh my God, did the fucking emulator crash? Is that like a crash message for the fucking Dolphin emulator? Or is the fucking like ROM corrupted or whatever? I thought it was cool. That's like a totally unintentional thing by the game, but it's not like they were thinking like, oh, this will really work in, 20 years or whatever. Like fucking when people are playing this on an emulator, this fucking shit will work. It just kind of looped back around to relevancy. Once you're crazy in the game, like your character's fucking head pops off and they'll start sinking through the floor. They'll grow larger, they'll fucking shrink down, and just become smaller and smaller. And there's a fake ending with a screen will pop up saying "to be continued in Eternal Darkness 2," just like in the middle of the fucking game. Then the fucking credits start rolling. Even if most of them aren't real like freak out moments, it's not like fucking like whoa, it's not like fucking like real like crazy like gonna scare you, gonna scare you. At least it's fucking a lot of it is like, it's just like a fun thing. At least it's fucking fun or it's funny or it's kind of whatever, playful shit happening. It's different. So the problem with the sanity shit is you're actively encouraged to not go insane. Once that meters starts going like dropping below a certain point, I think like once it's gone completely, once your sanity is gone, then your health will start draining just over time. It's like, all right, if sanity meter's gone, your health's going to just start dropping, and that will eventually kill you. Obviously, it's just like a straight drain until you get more sanity back. And once your health drops to, I think it's like a quarter. If you have like a quarter of your health left, you start moving, your character starts moving slow, which, I mean, again, then it's like, well, I was just going to snowball from there. It's like, I can't fucking, like, get away from attack, so now I'm just going to keep getting hit, and that's going to kill you eventually. So, I mean, you want to keep your sanity up. I mean, it's fucking, if you want to actually do good in the game, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't want your shit dropping, you want to keep everything up. So, and it's actually really easy to do, to keep it up, because there aren't any health packs or healing items, in Eternal Darkness. There's no like herbs you're collecting or anything like that. You're not like, was it in fucking Sinking City? You had some like, drug you were injecting into yourself to like bring your sanity up. It's not like a consumable item or anything like that. Yeah, you restore health and sanity by casting magic spells. You have a mana bar for that, but as long as you're the way the system works, like as long as you're if you're moving, you're walking around, that'll regenerate your magic, like your mana or whatever. You just got to be moving, and it just slowly builds up over time. It'll refill. So, I mean, there's no reason like not to restore your sanity the second you're able to. You know, as long as you have the fucking magic for it, it's like, oh, you just fucking cast a spell and your sanity goes back up. So, there's no reason not to do that unless you just want to see the sanity effects happen. Which again, like those are detrimental to your survival. So, yeah, you can see the conundrum there, really, like the issue there. So yeah, the magic system in Eternal Darkness is ambitious. It is kind of a pain in the ass to actually use it, but at least it's like unique and you can see what they're going for. It's like, yeah, it's kind of cool what they're doing. You'll find these runes lying around the fucking environment as you're exploring the levels, and you collect the runes and you combine those runes to cast spells. And for the spells, you find like scrolls lying around too that straight up just tell you what runes to use to make like specific spells. So it's like, all right, here's like a regeneration spell that'll you can use that to regenerate, heal yourself, like your health, or bring up your sanity again, your sanity meter. So it's basically like for those, it's like you're using the same runes. It's like the same spell, but then it's fucking use like a red modifier, like the it's like, all right, well, it's the same spell, but use a red rune for health, then like a green one for sanity, and then there's like stronger versions of each one. They'll heal you more, but they'll take longer to cast because you need to use more runes to do it, and it's fucking it just each one you're saying out loud, and it just takes longer the more you have in there. So, at first it's actually pretty simple, and I liked what they were going for. It's like you almost have to learn what each rune means to make sense of what you're doing. Like fucking, one of the runes is like, all right, this one. I mean, it tells you right there when you're looking at them in quotes. It's like a nonsense like rune fucking descriptor or like title or whatever. And like below that, it's like, all right, it'll say like self, like, okay, so this rune means self, and then this one means protect. So it's like, oh, protect self is like fucking like a protection spell or whatever. And to make them more powerful, it's like, all right, well, this is this one rune that means like power, and you just fucking fill that in for the rest of them, like whatever, three or five or seven, like depending on the power level of the spell, if that makes sense. I don't fucking know if it does, but whatever. It makes sense when you're playing it. So yeah, it's they present that in like this circular diagram where you just plug the runes into them, and you can either just cast the spell from that menu by hitting cast, or you can also set whatever spells you use the most. You can set that to like a quick slot, like a quick item, fucking thing on the D-pad, and just as you're playing the game in real time, just fucking press a direction, and that'll have you fucking cast the spell like right there. But the problem I have with that, and probably the main reason no other games have really attempted doing using the system again after the fact, is you end up spending like way too much time in fucking like menus, like trying to like fucking do all your spells and set your runes and all that. By the end of the game, you have maybe like a dozen different fucking spells, which doesn't sound like much. It's like, ah, it's not that many. But then it's for each one of those, you have to figure, you have like the three different color modifiers. He was fucking, it's like, oh, it's like the red version, the green version, or the blue version of this fucking spell. And then three or four different levels of it that you can cast. So, yeah, I'm no mathemagician, but yeah, it's just like a lot of shit to fucking go through these fucking menus to find the right spell that you're fucking trying to do, and it's like, oh, the right power level, the right color. It's a lot of shit to fucking like really go through. So, and yeah, those spells are usually what Eternal Darkness's puzzles revolve around. You'll run into like you're exploring some place, you run into like a magical barrier. It's like, all right, so I gotta cast the dispel magic or whatever, but it's gotta be like the right color. It's like, there's a whole theme with these fucking the three colors representing these three elder gods, and each one's like weak to another one. You know, it's like rock, paper, scissors type thing. So you have to pick, it's like, all right, so you got to pick the right power level for it because it might not be strong enough, or, you know, if it's not strong enough, it's not going to do anything. But, you know, then there might be like a situation where you have to like time, like, you have to like time the spell that you're casting in like a certain like window, you know what I mean? So otherwise, you know, somebody will attack you. So, and if you get attacked while you're casting, like it just cancels out what you're doing. So that's not going to work. So you have to like do like the right level, the right spell, the right level at the right time. So you can't just like, oh, I'm just going to use like the most powerful version of each one and just use that every time. Cause you know, it's fucking, it uses a lot of your, you know, it's getting the more powerful spell uses the more of your fucking magic meter too. So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you have to like fucking, every time you like you run up into that shit, it's like, all right, you get to pause the game and then you have to like scroll over five times in the menu to get to like the spell portion, the spell menu. And then it's like, all right, pick the fucking scroll that you want, the spell you want. And it's fucking, it's like, all right, red, green, or blue. Now what fucking power level do I want? Then you have to manually pick like 3 to 7 fucking runes you have to plug in there and hope you remember the names of this fucking, hope you do the right runes and get the fucking right thing. Then you have to, you know, press, you know, cast from the menu, and then it'll switch back to the game. Then your character like verbally says the name of each rune, and then it appears at her feet, or whatever character you're playing, it appears like in a circle at their feet. Yeah, again, if you get fucking attacked while you're casting, and it's you get interrupted, you have to start over. If it's the wrong spell, the wrong color, start over. So it's not like an insignificant amount of time there. You know what I mean? When you're trying to do that shit. But, yeah, overall, I think fucking Eternal Darkness actually holds up fairly well. I mean, but it's just some of the parts that drag on are fucking like brutal. The fucking ones that just go on, a couple levels just go on a little bit too much, too long. You know, even like the concept of playing those flashbacks, like playing the different chapters, it's like, yeah, that's neat. It's pretty cool. Like the first like half dozen times that you do it, and then after that, it's like, all right, dude, I get it. I get what's going on. Like they're all fucking Alex's relatives or whatever, or they're people that are retrieving like artifacts that she's gonna need later to like, you know, awaken a fucking god or whatever. It's kind of like, all right, dude, let's get on with this. Like, let's fucking step it up a little bit. I don't know if we need fucking like 12 fucking chapters of this. I just wish there were like less, maybe like less chapters, but they were longer. So I mean, it's just like the way it's set up here. It's like you're fucking playing as a different character. It's like you play for each one for like, I don't know, like 45 minutes to like an hour, and you just go on to the next one. And it's like, all right, dude, again, after like 3 or 4, it's like, all right, so this person's just gonna die again. So you don't really give a shit about them. You're not really playing as them for that long. Well, it also would have been nice to have more to do in the mansion as Alex in like the present day. Because you're just like getting some new fucking, it's like, all right, you go back to the mansion after each chapter, and it's like, all right, now you have like a new key or an artifact, and it's like, all right, now just use that to solve like one little puzzle. And it's like, hey, you know, after you solve that, it's like, hey, you found another fucking Necronomicon page, and it's all right, time to play some other fucking random asshole I guess, you know? it's one of those deals where they ask you to fucking like repeat the same shit, maybe about like 2 times as many as you would really want to do. Like after it stops getting fun, it's like, oh, I have to fucking go do this shit again. That's fucking great. Like towards the climax of the game, you find this chamber in an underground ancient city where portals are there. You have to fucking like choose the correct, each portal you go into, you have to pick the correct, say it with me, the correct fucking runes to, activate a teleporter that'll spit you out into like these little combat or puzzle rooms, which is fine. So it's basically, it's like these 12 fucking portals you're going into, fucking going to one. It's like, all right, you go into a room, you have to solve whatever's there, and then fucking like that'll clear it out. Go to the next one, you do that like 12 times. I'd be okay with that, doing that maybe 6 times, but not like 12, you know. It's fucking like, all right, dude, again, I just like, I get it, I'm gonna go into a fucking room, I mean, they gotta fight somebody or solve some little puzzle, and just, you know, then go to the, do that 12 more times. And then you enter an identical chamber later on, and it's like, all right, well, here's another 12. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. It's ridiculous. It's just like, again, it's just like twice as long as you'd like realistically want to be doing this fucking shit. There's little shit that aggravates me too, or, you know, a couple bosses that are just really fucking just trial and error, where you just, using like certain spells, you have to time it correctly, like that shit. So again, just going into menus as you're fucking fighting this boss, and like, oh, dude, didn't fucking, like, you're a split second off this fucking, you didn't cast this spell that takes like 12 fucking seconds to do it, you did it at like the 11 mark or something, or whatever, dude. It's just fucking, and then it's like, all right, so the boss ends up killing you, then you have to fucking fight him again, but you can't skip the cutscenes beforehand. Like every time you fucking reload the game, it's like, all right, you have to watch the same fucking cutscenes again. Shit like that. You know, they have that as a feature that's like unlockable after you beat the game and do like new game plus. It's like, oh, now you can skip cutscenes. It's like, oh, that's fucking great. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I'm not like one of those people. I want to just fucking like skip all the fucking, I'm not a scene skipper. I want to just fucking skip all the scenes. It's just fucking like, dude, I'm fucking just going fighting the same boss like a dozen times, dude. I don't want to watch the same shit over and over. Let me skip the ones that I fucking like sat through and seen already, for fuck's sake. Like that would have made sense. I mean, you can like replay the game multiple times. You can pick like different gods to align with, and that'll alter the endings and like some parts of the game slightly, but I think I tried doing that when the game was new, when it was fucking first on GameCube. I remember playing it, like, oh, I liked it, and I fucking played through like 2 or 3 times, but there's nothing really substantially different. It's just like you get like a little slightly different cutscene, or like different fucking colored like fucking monsters and shit, you know. It's just it's like on a Telltale Games or a fucking Man of Medan level illusion of choice going on there, but a flashback of those years prior, you know, with a fucking slightly different playable character. What the fuck does that even mean? I don't know. So yeah, it's Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem. It's not quite the horror masterpiece it was once considered. Like, it used to be like fucking, the game would be brought up anytime you fucking said, like, mentioned horror games. It was like, oh, dude, Eternal Darkness, dude, best one. you don't hear that quite as much anymore. But, you know, I think it's worth playing at least once through the eye of a dolphin's blowhole. So, yeah. Boo. Speaking of all things horror, I guess RIP to Bloody Disgusting, or you know, their comment section at least. Yeah, Bloody Disgusting is like a horror fucking website. You know, it's fucking been around for a long time. For the biggest, you know, it's like the fucking IGN of fucking horror websites. I just fucking like, I just kind of started like looking around there, just fucking looking at different shit a couple months ago. You know, just fucking seeing the latest scoops on fucking horror movies or whatever. But yeah, they do some like gaming, like occasional fucking gaming stuff. I mean, pretty like mainstream, I would say, fucking like gaming shit as far as I'm concerned, which is fine. But yeah, I just fucking started looking through there, and the last thing I saw this morning, I look on there, is fucking, we're changing our comments policy, which is always good to see, because you get the usual fucking, you know, statements about like, oh, there's way too much like misogyny and racism and hate and bull like that shit, you know what I mean? The shit you read every time right before they shut the comments down entirely, or people just stop commenting on sites because, you know, fucking censorship, and this is the current year, the times we live in, where nobody can you know, say nigger without going to jail or whatever the fuck. So yeah, I mean, just throwing that in there for my two cents. It's just fucking something I just fucking saw, where you know, you'll see like the gradual fucking decline of that site, where they'll just fucking be, you know, more ads on there at some point, and you know, eventually they'll just be drinking Chinese semen by the gallon. But yeah, speaking of horror things again, kind of horror, I started watching Twin Peaks season 3, which I tried watching. It was newer, but you couldn't really get it on demand, only by using fucking the Showtime. You know, you need fucking like Showtime or the Showtime Go equivalent. Like I have HBO Go. I don't know where the fuck Showtime's is. They're fucking like subscription fucking model. But, yeah, now you can just fucking, like, buy it straight up on demand, the third season. So, yeah, I started watching that, and I'm trying not to blow through it. I'm trying not to just, like, binge watch it in, like, a week. I'm trying, like, maybe, like, once a day, maybe I'll watch, like, an episode. And it's pretty long. It's, like, 22 fucking episodes for the season. And kind of like the first episode was pretty straight horror, and I thought I had heard like, oh, it's like some of the scariest shit ever like put on fucking television is in this show. And I mean, I've watched the first two seasons of Twin Peaks. I watched the fucking the movie Fire Walk With Me. I think Fire Walk With Me is fucking great. I love that movie. I saw that well before I saw the show, and I think that it holds up pretty well, like on its own, just as its own fucking movie. There's like some horrific shit in there. It's pretty just, you know, weird. It's, you know, it's fucking David Lynch shit. It's very just fucking offbeat shit. There's fucking weird murders and fucking, you know, people talking backwards in the fucking red room. You know, he's fucking, it's just like odd fucking midgets and guys with one arm, and you know, Laura Palmer gets murdered, that whole thing. So yeah, then like, yeah, so I watched those. I like that movie. I watched the fucking, you know, the first season of Twin Peaks. It's great. Second one sucks. So then I'm like, all right, well, the third season, the whole thing is like, oh, like the season two, I guess David Lynch wasn't there for a lot of it. So that's what just kind of fell off. It just wasn't the same. It just kind of like meandered for fucking 20 episodes. They had no idea what the fuck they were doing. Just fucking like, just like, oh, we're gonna make this like a like comedy here, or just fucking like, you know, straight drama here, and nothing came together. It was just boring, and didn't fucking fit at all like fucking what that show was before that. then for season three, David Lynch was like involved in every one. And you can tell it's David, the new season is fuck. It's just like David Lynch as fuck. Like it's for better and for worse. So it's just fucking, it's just like, this is so you know, there's fucking scenes that will just drag on like way too long. Like, you know, like fucking just goes on, just fucking, you know, Kyle MacLachlan fucking walking around a casino for 10 minutes playing slots and just like, he's just going somewhere. Like I get the point where he's fucking, you know, what he's doing, but, so yeah, I'll wait till this, maybe I finish it before I give like anything, but I'm just like fucking just like, it's okay. Like it's fucking, it's cool. There's more Twin Peaks, but it's just like some of it's kind of shitty that it's on show, like Showtime, so you get like Showtime is not quite HBO, so it feels like almost like basic cable type special effects sometimes that just aren't good, period. It just seems very fucking like rushed, like the special effects and some of the shots and shit. But you know, it's all right. Again, I'll get back to you in fucking whatever, I have like 15 more fucking episodes, but that's something that's out there you can participate in if you're interested. But don't watch it until your eyes get bloodshot or anything. Don't let them get condemned to bloodshot. That is, speaking of games that were once considered horror masterpieces, I'm actually referring back to Eternal Darkness before I just tried to kill 5 minutes. So yeah, I mean, Condemned 2, Bloodshot, you know, one of those games is fucking at least fucking considered, was considered like, oh, it's like one of the great fucking horror games, one of the best. I had to do like a double take because, I mean, the way I remember it, trademark, the first Condemned, fucking loved that. I fucking loved that. I just fucking played it recently. I think it's still fucking great. Still love it. Fantastic game. And when the first Condemned came out, the reception on that was kind of like mixed, like people weren't really sure about it. I heard people say like, it was kind of shallow or it's too short or whatever, or fucking, I don't know, I don't even really remember what the exact, like, complaints were. I just remember, like, I played it, I'm like, dude, this is great. Like, everybody must fucking love this game. It's fucking so good. And then just seeing, like, I don't know, like, people are giving it, like, whatever, sixes and sevens or whatever the fuck. And, like, it's okay, I guess. And part of that was because it was a fucking 360 launch title and people were just, like, I don't know, dude, just kind of expecting more. Or I don't know what the hell was going on. But again, I've replayed it so many times, like whatever it fucking did, whatever the game did or didn't do, it fucking, the game works. I'd consider it like near perfect. Like it's up there of fucking like one of the best horror games I would say I've ever played. Condemned 2: Bloodshot comes out, and My personal memories of the game, of playing it for like the first time, maybe like the first couple times, I've played it, like playing now on my 360, I've played it multiple times. I don't even fucking remember. I just remember just fucking sheer disappointment. I couldn't really quite remember exactly why, but it's fucking like, again, since that window where it first came out, like every couple of years, I'm like, I should play fucking the first Condemned again. But the second one, like that window where it first came out, I probably replayed it a couple times. I never fucking had the urge to even play it again, just because, just fucking, it's all I can think of is like, that's not very, it's not a very good game. As it was, I was like double checking before I started playing it. I'm like, did this ever come out on PC or something? I played fucking, again, the first one I just played on PC. So I'm like, was the second one on PC? I didn't think it was, but I'm like, maybe it fucking got released at some point. It wasn't. If you Google a fucking game's title, one of the first things that pops up is like, you know, it's, you know, it'll give you the game's like Metacritic score, and Condemned 2's Metacritic score is high, like fucking really high. It's like, you know, it's like it got like an 85 or something like that, 85, 90 around there, like really fucking high score. Not to put the cart before the beaten to death horse here, but Here's like a prime example of why Metacritic is a joke. Well, you probably shouldn't go by fucking Metacritic fucking scores and that shit. And, professional game reviewers don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Hell, I even say in this case, even the fucking average fucking gamer has pretty shit taste. Because even like the user scores were right up there too. It was like the same fucking thing. It wasn't like the 80s or 90s of fucking, people rating their own reviews. And Condemned 2 sucks. It sucks fucking dick. In every conceivable way. They just really fucked it up. Like they fucked the game up. You're playing as Ethan Thomas, the main character from the first game. But hashtag not my Ethan. So instead of him being like a straight faced detective, which he was from the first game, here he's this edgy emo douche who first thing he sees, he's crushing up pills on top of a bar and he swipes it into his fucking glass of whiskey and drinks it. And then he gets into a bar fight because he has PTSD and he hallucinates that everybody's a serial killer or something, or everybody's one of the fucking homeless monsters from the fucking crazy homeless people from the first game. So he's just hallucinating and just fighting people. And that sounds okay. Like they could have done that well, very easily, as a matter of fact. Like the entire progression of his character from the original game was he was slowly going nuts and turning into the violent hobos that he was fighting. Like he was getting whatever like the infection was in the city that was affecting people's brains. Like he was getting that too as he's fucking going through these fucking dilapidated buildings and getting, touching him, getting in contact with these fucking diseased animals and all that. That would be, he was fighting all these fucking like hobos, not homos. That would be a different, slightly different, possibly better game if he was fighting homos. Instead of him like turning like feral or whatever and lose the whole FBI thing for the most part, just fucking it's just like this fucking guy's descent into getting his brain's fucking disease, he's going fucking nuts, like that's where the story seemed to be going. Just drop the whole fucking investigator thing, like that's done, he's fucking crazy, they would have let him go or whatever. So in Condemned 2, like one minute he's talking to a manifestation of his dark side, which is just, it's just him. It's just like the same fucking character model, same fucking outfit. It's just, he has like a clown mask on, which is, just retardedly on the nose. If I could like, oh, here's his dark half. It's just fucking like, oh, here's him in a stupid fucking clown mask. It's like, cool. I wonder what this means. He says things like, I'm your dark side, Ethan, or, I'm the manifestation of your dark desires, just in case you didn't get it, just in case it's a little too subtle. It's like, here's a straight up, like, oh, I'm your dark side. Yeah. Okay. And of course you have to fight him eventually to, kill your dark side, like, Dark Link in Zelda 2, which is actually probably more subtle and, nuanced than fucking this game. A couple levels in, SCU or whatever, Special Crimes Unit, the FBI equivalent in fucking Condemned. And you go from fucking like, I just beat this guy up in a bar. That was because I fucking, he was, Ethan's going crazy and fucking, he's down on his luck. He's fucking on his own. And then, like an hour later, like the FBI, SCU, whatever, gives, it's like, oh, here's an assault rifle. And now you're back on the squad. You're fucking like raiding in an apartment building with a fucking, armed up squad. Like you're a SWAT team member. And you're still in contact with Rosa, which would be like the one connection from the last game that would make sense, you know, where she was still like the one person in there that was on your side. So, you know, in the first game, Rosa was this middle-aged, fat black lady who'd been investigating crime scenes for years and was probably in like her fucking late 40s, early 50s. So I thought that was like a unique anti-mainstream choice that helped ground the game in some sort of reality, where she looked like somebody who would have been at the fucking, you know, FBI or whatever for 30 years and wouldn't give a fuck about what the rest of the agency thought, you know, like what the procedures were or what the fuck, you know, it's like, oh, you know, whatever they were telling her to do, like she would have fucking like discarded that if she thought that she had a feeling that they were wrong, you know. And then they completely changed her look and her demeanor for Bloodshot. And then they made her about 20 years younger and 40 pounds lighter. She looked like Oprah before, kind of. Now she looks like fucking Jada Pinkett Smith. It took me about like half of the fucking game where I was just like, who the fuck is that? Like, who is this person that's talking to me? It's like a new character. Like, what the hell is going on? And then it's fucking like, you know, he starts calling her Rosa. It's like, really, dude? Like, that's, this is, it looks nothing like her, dude. Doesn't really act like her. Made no sense. Pretty shitty decision. then you've got the combat, which in the original game, it was simple, but it worked because it just felt so like immediate. You didn't really have to think about doing, it's just all you were doing was blocking and attacking and hitting people with pipes. And, it felt like you were trying to survive and taking like these hard fucking like haymaker swings and shit. But I mean, that's something that I could see them wanting to like add more to that, like to make it a little more in depth and fucking like complex, add a little bit more to the combat. Just because, I mean, that's the majority of the action that you're doing, in the game, you know, as far as beating up bums and, it's like, all right, make this a little more depth to it. I could see that, but, they fucked it up, you know, like everything else. It's like, oh, they tried doing it. They tried to like make the game like bigger or whatever, or more polished or whatever the fuck, you know, it just failed. Like it didn't fucking work. So you have a combo meter now, you know, if you get in multiple attacks before you take any damage, they give you a damage multiplier. But it's not like a combo in like you would think, where it's like, all right, well, you're stunning guys, you know, as you hit them, you're fucking like stunning the enemies so they can't, you know, it's like they're like locked in and, you know, they're fucking like stunned as you're doing it. So you can get in like two or three hits real quick. And, you know, following up with like swings and all that. It's still basically the same fucking combat where it's just block, you know, you block, you parry, you attack, but now a big stupid fist icon will pop up on the screen. And if you get another hit in again before that, goes away, then like a big stupid, like, message will pop up saying, oh, you know, times 3.5 damage or whatever, like that graphic will pop up. And if you don't get those multipliers, if you're not like tripling your damage by doing that, then the fucking, all the fights just go on for way too long. It just gets kind of boring. You're just fucking like, really? I'm still like beating on this fucking guy for like 5 fucking minutes. You like beating him up with a fucking metal pipe. Like, this is kind of dumb. And then there's the light RPG shit where, you know, it keeps track of how many combos you're doing or whatever. And then it's fucking like, oh, if you get enough of them, you get like this upgrade to your, you know, your fist. It's like, oh, now you have like a, whatever, knife attached to your fist or something like that. But it doesn't really, it's not like fucking as cool as it sounds or whatever the fuck. It's just like, oh, it just like pushes guys back a little bit when you fucking attack them or shit like that, you know. Or it's like, oh, find enough collectibles in the world and your combos will do more damage and shit like that. Again, whereas the first game, it had like collectibles and all that, that had nothing to do with it. It was just like, oh, go find them if you want. I think it unlocked like story shit you could read, like files or whatever. Like, that was fine, you know. I didn't have to throw in this RPG fucking Call of Duty, grind for perks, fucking shit. But, you know, as was the style at the time. It's actually still the style now. But, again, it's just like the hook of the game is like the melee fighting. It's like this melee combat that's supposed to feel like brutal and immediate. And you just don't need or want those metagamey elements that are getting in the way. And all the fucking, the weapons break now, like Breath of the Wild, annoying, like whatever you pick up and use, it's going to break after a few swings, like that kind of like the durability meter. But, you know, if you attack and they block it, the enemy blocks it, it's like, it's going to damage it more, and you're not going to be holding on to any weapon for too long before you have to go find another one. Again, it's just fucking annoying. Like, everything in the game, everything's just much worse. Like, fucking the enemies you fight. I mean, if you give me 100 or so bombs to go out and hit, I'm happy. Condemned 2 has black goop monsters that when they appear, you know, when they're attacking you, there'll be like black slime in the level, like all over the fucking the walls and the ceilings and the floors. And the camera will distort and shake when they hit you, because there's nothing better than being able, like, not being able to see a fucking thing when you're playing a game. Like, I don't know, it's just like, it's a lot of that. It's like, it's like, what the fuck? It's just like black slime everywhere. I'm fighting black slime creatures and fucking a room that's made out of black slime, and then my fucking screen's like turning red and like shaking and like turning around on its own. It's like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, I can't see or do fucking anything. Maybe they took the whole, the scariest horrors out there are the ones that you can't see. Like, maybe somebody told them that and they just took it way too far. Because, yeah, this is just like fucking like large chunks of the game where you just like can't see shit. Like, you can't fucking see a goddamn thing. It's just like fucking like black smudges everywhere you're looking at. It's like, this is fucking retarded. Yeah, the fire effects in the game of like this crazy bloom on them, where, you know, it just fucking looks like smudges all over the fucking screen. You can't fucking see anything. The collectibles this time, instead of like the birds and the fucking like metal pieces that you're picking up, it's like now they have these sonic emitters that are on walls. It's just fucking like these circular, it's like a big like fire alarm or something that'll just fucking like pulsate, and if you get close to them, your screen starts to fucking shake, and, you know, your vision starts getting all blurry and it starts hurting you. Again, just to make it so you can't see shit even further. And towards the end of the game, they have these enemies that like basically do the same thing as the sonic emitters, where if you get close to them, when they get near you, it's fucking, you know, your screen shaking, it's blurring, you're fucking like, you know, goop monsters in there, and sections where your head is ringing and you're fucking like blacking out, and again, you just like can't see anything. The screen's fucking going white and black, and it's fucking just, you know, you're losing control over the character. It's just so much of that shit. Yeah, you know, it's like you're fucking effectively blind for half of the fucking game. It's like, this is fucking great. And then there are these mini boss enemies that don't fit the fucking game at all. I mean, I guess it does. I'd say it doesn't fit. I would say it wouldn't fit at all in the first game, but I guess in Condemned 2. It's okay, because the entire game is kind of like this corny fucking mess. Like, there's one level you're in a doll factory. And I think with that, they were trying to recapture the department store from the first game that, you know, they had like the mannequins and everything. You know, it was one of the big things everyone loved. Like, people was like, oh, dude, the fucking mannequins from Condemned, that was a great fucking thing. So, I mean, they're like, oh, well, people like that department store. Well, here's a doll factory, but instead of like this real feeling, like realistic fucking place with, like, you know, it's like, all right, it's an abandoned factory with these human threats in them. You've got these walking, talking, exploding baby dolls that will infinitely respawn. And, you know, it's just funny, these fucking dolls just, you know, fucking waddle at you, and they'll fucking fall down and explode, and they get near you, and it's just like there's always, it will keep coming through like the entire like sections of the level. They just keep coming. Like, how that would possibly fucking, like, how is that any like kind of realism there? I don't know. Like, there's no real fucking bearing to reality at all. And then at the end of that level of the doll factory, you have to fight somebody who's dressed up as a doll, and she's attacking you with a big metal lollipop. And yeah, if she gets up on she'll crawl up onto the catwalks. You need to fucking throw these exploding dolls at her, which you get from just like a bottomless basket of baby dolls there, just fucking, again, infinitely respawning exploding dolls. He's fucking like scooping them up and throwing them. It's just a fucking, it's like the whole, it's just like this level, it's like this one note fucking thing. It's like, hey, a doll factory, let's put dolls in it. Like that, like that's as far as they went. Like there's no like really cool like design to it. It's just fucking like, I don't know, dude, here's some dolls, and you face a fucking person dressed up as a doll at the end. It's like a very one note level that would be more at home at in like a Dead Rising game than anything. Pretty fucking goofy. And again, like the fucking, the mannequin scenes in the first one, like the, you know, everyone points to the doll factory in Condemned 2, like fucking like, if you mention, or when people used to like fucking defend Condemned 2, I don't think anybody gives a shit about this now, but because I just played it, I'm just saying again, this is my truth, my history. You know, it's fucking, it's like, oh, Condemned 2 is garbage. You hear, oh, dude, what about the doll factory, though? Remember the doll factory? It's like, yeah, what about the doll factory? It's fucking gay as shit. It's pretty fucking stupid. So, yeah, there's some other stage where you throw fucking whiskey bottles at a magician as he's teleporting around a stage, and his assistants come to life, even though you saw that fucking coming a mile away. His fucking, all these fucking, you know, magician assistants, like on fucking these knife throwing wheels or whatever, and it's fucking like, well, they're obviously gonna fucking like wake up and shit. So it's fucking, I'm like hitting them with fucking like boards and shit, and it's like they don't move. Like, it's like, all right, well, maybe they're not fucking gonna, that's not gonna happen until the game like triggers them to wake up, and then it's fucking, you know what I mean, then they start coming at you, and they fucking come off the wheels and come at you. And that like that level, like the fucking magician level, it's like, it seems like it's from fucking like BioShock. It's like, you know, I'm playing fucking BioShock now. It seems like fucking I'm in like Rapture or some shit. Yeah, so, you know, it's like they wanted to tell a much bigger story, but the story they're trying to tell is so fucking stupid, and the levels are so like still like disjointed, which would be fine again if it was like fucking like, oh, are you going to these fucking like different fucking condemned places to fucking track down a serial killer? That would have made sense. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on in this story. You're just fucking going place to place and stupider and stupider. And yeah, by the end of it, Ethan has special vocal cords that when he screams at people, he makes their heads explode. And then yeah, at the very end, you kick serial killer X off of a helicopter and into a cave full of speakers. So yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. The game's fucking so ridiculous. Really fucking silly. I mean, they could have taken some of those level ideas they had and made like a real sequel to fucking Condemned in like the same tone as the first one. Only if they were going to be like, oh, you know, the first one was kind of a hit or whatever, and just we'll add some more polish and we have some experience of like designing these levels and all that. Like, it would have been fucking great. Even, you know, even like the doll factory, if they just did like, oh, here's like a toy factory or something, and they fucking, again, took designs from a real fucking toy factory and, you know, made it fucking, designed a level around it, would have been good. Could have been an awesome Condemned level if it was like based in like reality and didn't have fucking stupid exploding babies in it, you know. Or it's like, all right, well, here's like a bowling alley, all right, here's fucking, you know, some office buildings, here's a fucking, going through like a museum, like, you know, in the game, you go through like a museum. It's like, dude, that would have been fucking awesome to go through, like fucking, if you didn't have to fight these 10-foot tall armored knights that are in there in this fucking game. I was like, what the fuck is this, dude? There's just fucking like big fucking knights you're facing. But you do. I mean, this is supposed to be like these crazy fucking like homeless people, and Like these fucking like insane, you know, insane disease brain fucking people have the foresight to like suit up in medieval armor, which is, that's a fucking ordeal for like a normal person to do when you probably need like multiple people working together to like, you know, get them in there and get all the straps fucking on and shit. I don't know. It's just fucking dumb. Like the whole thing is fucking condemned to electric fucking crock-a-poo is more like it. So I'm not even like to the point where I'm just like disappointed that it pales in comparison to the first one. Like even like taking him away, like the first game is just fucking taking it as its own thing. It's like, dude, this is just a bad fucking game that's just gotten worse over the years. Where it's like, you know, now the graphics don't hold up. They had fucking multiplayer in there. Which again, I don't remember that being particularly good, but it was like fucking like, oh, I can dick around with this for a little bit. One of those deals. Go fucking throw some punches online for like an hour maybe. But you know, I was like, oh, now those servers are gone because, you know, they devoted fucking resources to like a shitty multiplayer mode. You know what I mean? So it's fucking like, that's gone. You can't fucking play that. I mean, I didn't like fucking Condemned 2 when it came out. Played through it and I'm just like, I fucking hate this now. Like it's really fucking bad. And I hate all of you too, so you know, I hate you for not stopping me from playing that game. So what a truly terrible Spooktober this is turning out to be, huh? Condemned 2 really ruined all the fun. If you want to ruin all of your fun, go to www.gruntfreepress.com. You'll never see things the same way again. There's lots of black goop over there. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Boo. I'm Absolute Deicide. I'm full of tricks this year. Tricks, kicks, and pops because I'm a serial killer.
I'm coming up.